ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea is one of the last two countries in the world that still doesn't guarantee paid maternity leave for working women. 2 years ago, the PNG government announced a review into the relevant part of the country's Employment Act, but so far the public has seen nothing come of it. And now some women are demanding that the government make the issue a priority, and I took a look at this.
In 2005, when Paula Kongua was pregnant with her first child, she was working with a faith-based organisation in PNG. She says she had access to just 3 weeks paid maternity leave, and so she worked right up until the time that she was in labour.
It was not very good because I needed rest before waiting for labour and all the hard work that goes with it.
Paula, who is now a health officer with UNICEF, says she wanted to save those 3 weeks of paid leave for after the birth to spend time with her new baby. The return to work, she says, was extremely hard.
It came on very quickly after 3 weeks, so I had to struggle with all of those things. I knew that I was not giving enough attention and attachment and care. I knew that I wasn't providing the environment for my newborn to grow up as should be.
Papua New Guinea, along with the United States, are the only two countries left in the world without laws that require there to be guaranteed paid leave for new parents. The International Labour Organization's Maternity Protection Convention says that women should be eligible for paid maternity leave for 14 weeks. Countries like Australia, for example, allow workers, who are the baby's primary carer, to get up to 18 weeks of paid leave at the minimum wage from the national government. Private employers will often also provide their own paid parental leave programs for staff. But in PNG, stories like Paula's are common.
A lot of my colleagues were in this category to go through this as well.
PNG's Employment Act outlines that women can get 6 weeks of maternity leave after they have given birth, but without pay. If new mothers want that maternity leave to be paid, they have to choose to convert their recreation or sick leave into maternity leave. Women can access maternity leave before the birth, but the law says that that is subject to her needing hospitalization, and it is also unpaid. Paula Kongua says one of the reasons she kept working up until she was in labour was the fear of financial stress.
I needed the money to prepare for my new family, so I had to keep working. Of course, my husband was working at that time too as well, but what he was earning was not enough to provide for us.
There are now specific rules for public servants after changes in 2012 meant that women employed in the public service are entitled to 6 weeks leave before and after the birth of a child, but only the leave after the birth is guaranteed to be paid. But it's a different story for private companies, where there is no overarching policy and various employers have their own. Adelaide Kari is a senior reporter with the media company MTV.
The maternity leave offered to me was 3 months with pay, so 3 months off with pay, so I still got paid during my maternity leave. There was just that issue of me actually coming in and working during my maternity leave. There was kind of a gray area whether or not the company was entitled to pay me for those days because I was actually on leave.
The government announced a review of the Employment Act in 2017, and local media reported that the former Labour and Industrial Relations Secretary, Mary Morola, had outlined changes that were to include paid leave before and after birth and paid leave for new fathers in the private sector. But she was ousted from her position a year later, and almost 3 years down the track, the public is yet to see any evidence of that review. Lillian Cabau is the secretary to Jeffrey Carmer, the Minister for Labour and Industrial Relations. She says that the review is still a work in progress.
Currently, there's suggestions on the review on the Employment Act and other relevant legislation that are concerned with the labour in this country to meet the International Labour Organization standards. It's a work in progress at the moment. So there is work going on to amend the the relevant legislations.
Karen Polly is the country HR manager for the NGO Care International, and she says this delay is not good enough.
For example, we had COVID-19, and within the space of 4 months, we were able to have a pandemic act. And that just shows that if the government decides that, yes, this is the priority, it has to happen, it can happen.
Karen herself only just returned to work in March this year after having a baby. She was given 14 weeks maternity leave, of which half was paid.
So I was well rested. And then my son was 2 months old when I returned to work.
But she says other women within the private sector are not so lucky.
I think that for those who work within the government, there's a bit more generosity given to them. I previously worked in the hospitality industry. It wasn't as generous as the benefits now given by NGOs or care in particular. I don't think it's fair. And I think the private sector is somewhat disadvantaged.
Karen says as more women in PNG become significant breadwinners in their families, the government needs to make sure that they are empowered.
There's a lot of talk about women's empowerment, but when you come to the practical and application side of it, that is lacking a lot. And I think the government needs to demonstrate, they need to have the data to say they are.
Paula Kongua from UNICEF agrees and says paid maternity not only promotes empowerment, but is also important to ensure the health of mothers and their babies.
Our other indicators are showing that the woman need to look after baby and be with the baby for the first 6 weeks and prepare for the pregnancy before the birth for the first 6 weeks. We're not providing the care that the newborn baby needs for a very good development.
Paula says given it's been 42 years since PNG's employment laws were first introduced, changes are long overdue. She says she hopes to see the government make paid maternity leave a priority.
The leave parental or maternal should be given as is required for everyone across. Equity is very important, and it should not be like this. It should be the same for everyone.
Paula Kongua, one of the women campaigning for paid maternity leave in Papua New Guinea, speaking there.